Matt on Twitter
at Mandy Wiener.
And you can tweet me if there's anything that you want to comment on that you hear about on this show. So Eskom said it was hoping to bring two more generation units online today so that it could improve generation capacity. You know, we've been having these rolling blackouts the whole weekend. Eskom saying thank you for our patience and understanding during these frustrating days of load shedding this month. Warnings it could happen again. But what is the effect of lockdown on load shedding? Is there a relationship? Aren't industries closed? And what's the impact of load shedding on a lockdown and the economy? Ted Blom is an energy analyst joining us now. Ted, thanks for your time. What is the impact that the lockdown that we're currently experiencing have on load shedding and vice versa?
Okay, hi, good afternoon to you. So yes, there's a dramatic impact on load shedding depending on the level. And we've seen that since the restart of this year, the demand has been down by about 4,000 megawatts, it seems to me, which is about 20% down on Eskom's output. Of course, it has implications because Eskom is going to come to us for an increase of at least the same amount.
And then the economy obviously is really struggling under this lockdown. Of course, lots of businesses can't open, which means industries aren't open. So how does that affect the energy supply and the economy too?
Well, it actually, for Eskom, it's actually fortuitous. And I wonder if it wasn't by design. But you and I won't know what happens in rooms with smoky mirrors. But Eskom has announced as of the weekend that they published a three-month forecast, and they pulled their planned maintenance from what it normally would be over the last 100 years or so. It's now gone from 5,000 megawatts to over 8,000 megawatts. If we didn't have the lockdown, we would be in a calamitous situation. Because if you look at the outlook of as I said, published by Eskom, even with the reduced demand, I anticipate that level 6 load shedding as a better than 50% probability of happening between now and the end of winter, which is a bit longer than their outlook. And there's even the chances for an intermittent level 8 load shedding.
What?
Which is unheard of.
That's crazy, Ted. I hope that that's not true. Level 8, you reckon we could go to?
I've done the numbers, and I'm quite confident that that I'm not too far away. But I can only talk about probabilities because, with Eskom, they're complaining that COVID has now slowed them down. Last year and the year before, it was rain and all sorts of wet cold. And they come up with things that are completely out of one's mindset.
Well, Ted, let's see what happens. Ted Blom's an energy analyst. So, sure, can you imagine going to level 8 of load shedding? I really hope that that does not happen.